We now have several items that share a common connection with Norwich City Football Club. We hear of a fan praising the quick reactions of the ground's medical support, a fan who remembered the players in his will, and of a special football-themed performance of Cinderella. We also hear about a local ski club appealing for funds for special equipment. Season ticket holder Tony Kirwan collapsed in his south stand seat during the second half of City's 2-2 draw with Tottenham Hotspur on Saturday, December the 28th. Fellow supporters, ground staff and paramedics rushed to his aid. His heart was restarted and he was taken out of the ground on a stretcher and to Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for emergency surgery. Mr. Kirwan, 71, who was attending the game with his son John and future daughter-in-law Amanda Marutko, knows that he is lucky to be alive. He was taken to Norfolk and Norwich, where the cardiologists were waiting for him and had the operation straight away. Mr. Kirwan, a retired lecturer and Canaries season ticket holder who lives in Dillam, near North Walsham, has now had a pacemaker fitted with a small defibrillator in order to restart his heart should it happen again. He said, "I'm in the process of recovering from the operation. I can't use my arm for the next fortnight in case it pulls the leads out of my heart. Then it's about building my strength up. I was so fortunate. My cardiologist said Carrow Road is the best place in Norfolk to have a cardiac arrest. I need to thank the speed of St John's, the professionalism of the ground staff, and the amazing work of the cardiologist team in the Norfolk and Norwich. I experience the NHS at its best."
Lifelong Norwich City fan Barry Greaves always had a sense of humour when it came to the Canaries. And when the former Cromer High School history teacher from Aylsham died on December the 28th, he left his heroes something sure to raise a smile and a glass. As a mark of his passion for the club, the father of two and grandfather of three, aged 83, left £100 in his will to the Premier League club to pay for a round of drinks for the players. According to his family, it was his way of saying thank you. His youngest daughter, Dr. Sarah Greaves from London, said, "He always told me that he would leave £100 to the players in his will. He wanted to give it to them to thank them for their entertainment, through the good times and the bad." Mr. Greaves, who was born in 1936, grew up on Rupert Street, Norwich, and studied at the City of Norwich School. He read history at Durham University between 1955 and 1958, before embarking on his lifelong career as a history teacher, which became one of his life's major passions, as well as watching sport. Mr. Greaves started at Cromer High School, now Cromer Academy, in 1961 as a history teacher, and became head of the subject until his retirement in 1992, because he loved being in the classroom. Dr. Greaves said her father's love of Norwich City was obvious to many, as it featured in a letter to his future wife, Anne Jury, from Sheringham, whom he married in 1966, as well as his retirement card. Mr. Greaves was first introduced to the Canaries as a 10-year-old by his granddad, and by the time he left CNS, he was a season ticket holder.
There was an extra splash of yellow and green at a recent performance of Norwich Theatre Royal's annual panto as the Canaries took over. Nicknamed On the Ball Cinders, Norwich City staff and fans were invited along for a special performance of Cinderella, put on as part of the newfound partnership between the club and the theatre. The one-off performance saw the panto script peppered with a host of bonus football references along the way, as well as exclusive meet and greets with cast members for the audience. Stuart Webber, Norwich City's sporting director, who was among the audience with his family, said, "We are thankful to the theatre for the partnership, and hopefully this will be the start of a long relationship between us." Stephen Croker, the theatre's chief executive, said, "As two organisations that are key players regionally and nationally in our respective industry, this is a great chance to forge a fantastic and unique working relationship."
As he speeds down the dry ski slope, it is difficult to imagine that 8 years ago, Kieran Young was in an induced coma with a traumatic brain injury. But that was the reality for the 39-year-old from Church Road in Kessingland, who fell down concrete steps in Lowestoft during a night out with friends when he was aged 31. Mr. Young, a former welder's mate, who was a keen cyclist and whitewater kayaker, spent 4 months in an induced coma at Addenbrookes Hospital and 9 months at Norwich's Coleman Centre for Specialist Rehabilitation after a metal plate was put in his skull. Despite not being paralysed, he has to use a motorised wheelchair due to living with regular seizures. Since then, he has taken up skiing, and for the past 4 years has been a regular at the adaptive sessions at Norfolk's Snow Sports Club in Trouse, which allows people with any disability to enjoy the slopes through skiing, snowboarding or tubing. People with physical disabilities like Mr. Young are helped thanks to specialist equipment, and the adaptive group needs to raise £5,000 to replace its 20-year-old sit ski, a chair on skis. So far, £3,500 has been raised. Mr. Young said, "I had never done any skiing before. The feeling I get when I go down the slope is a massive exhilarating high." About 25 volunteers run the twice-monthly sessions every Sunday for about 30 people aged 6 to 50 and hope to raise the £5,000 by this year.